If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This poor little sod, he spent $100?
Yeah.
He owned her.
Clearly.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this. So we're back.
We are.
This is our first recording after CrimeCon.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're professionals.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Were we not before?
If you can tighten it up a bit, Megan.
Do me best. Do my best.
I finally got my diagnosis, unofficially.
Yeah.
It was outside a pub. So for a while now, we've had the idea, but I might have ADHD. And it was known, like at least three different people said it to me, but I went for a vape and came back with ADHD.
Yeah.
While we're in the pub.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to have to look into that. But at least three people were like, was that you? I heard about that. So there's that.
I mean, obviously, you know, you're looking into getting a diagnosis, but it was actually really nice to have... a conversation about that with someone who's gone through the process, and you know, you could kind of relate to, yeah, I do that. It kind of starts to click in a bit, doesn't it?
So it was someone we met at CrimeCon, and Megan would be, so this lady had just had her diagnosis, officially, not outside a pub in London.
No.
And Megan would be like, yeah, we'll thinking Neil might have ADHD because there's some stuff he does, it just doesn't make sense to me. And she would say, Neil does this. And this woman, every single time, was nodding along. She was like, yep, that's it, yeah. Does it sounds like you've got ADHD. So we went for a vape. We was probably out there about an hour and a half. Came back in. Lads, got ADHD.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about it is I kind of suspected that, you know, you might have ADHD, but I never wanted to, like, push you and be like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you got that, because it's your decision to go and get the test and all that, obviously. But I thought, you know, maybe it might be easier for you if you had more, and for me as well, because I don't like getting frustrated with you. Like, if I've asked you to do something... And you went, yeah, I'll do that. And I come back an hour later and you haven't done it, but you start on something else. I'll be frustrated. And then I, you know, over time, I start to realize that, oh, okay, it's not like you're being ignorant.
Yeah.
You've just fixated on something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's actually a lot better between the two of us that we can kind of understand that.
So I'm actually really proud of myself if I do have ADHD with focusing on what you're saying in the podcast.
You are a brilliant co-host. On the podcast, because I've noticed that, like, we have some funny outtakes when you've got completely distracted, but overall, like, you really do, focus in on
it's
the
very
case.
Tiring.
Because
because best way I can describe it is, it's a lot more effort. Like, I'm putting so much effort in.
You're putting all your focus onto concentrating on the words I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what we were saying to Jane outside the pub, that. If I don't do that, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yeah, we're not taking it in.
But then 20 seconds later, you're saying something else. I've forgotten what you said before that.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's better all around, like I said, you know, not just for yourself to have some type of a confirmation or whatever, but for me to be able to understand and be more accommodating to how you think compared to how I think,
yeah.
Especially because I am quite a particular person. So,
yeah,
we're very different. You know what I mean? It's interesting.
But we met some really interesting people.
Yeah.
And then on the upside, I'd say the biggest shock for me over the whole weekend was, so we wasn't even at the event. We was at the hotel and we got in the lift and we were going up to the room and you'd got a young couple and then another lady. And the lady, while the lift's going up, she just leant forward and went, "Just wanted to say I love your podcast."
Mm.
I was like, "Fucking what?"
Yeah, that was really nice to hear, especially because it was after the event and it was just...
Wait, someone listens to us?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that was
Jesus.
Lovely. Thank you for that. You made our day.
Use code Mortal. So the reason why I just said that is when we got out of the lift, she went right, we went left to our rooms. And I shouted down the corridor, "Are you going again next year?" And she said, "Yeah, yeah, I am." And I went, "Well, remember, use code Mortal 10% off."
Neil was a full-on salesman. At CrimeCon. He was basically harassing people there.
I'm just saving people money.
Yeah.
So we've actually got two shout outs to do.
We do indeed.
So we've got two new Patreon members.
Mm-hmm.
We have Rose, Rosie Rose.
Rosie Rose.
Rosie Rose, Rosa.
Yeah.
Rosie. We'll call her Rosie.
She's going to message me, "Don't call me that. My name is Rose.
I'm not five." So thank you, Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one, do you want to say this one?
Yeah.
I nearly fell off my fucking chair.
Yeah, so our other subscriber is Once Upon a Crime. Now, if you haven't listened to Once Upon a Crime, it is a brilliant podcast and I highly recommend you go listen. But the host of Once Upon a Crime, Esther.
Mm.
Esther. If you wanted a shout out, you could have just asked. We love your podcast. We would have done it. There's no need to go on to Patreon. But thank you so much. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah. She's been around since pretty much the start.
Esther's a fucking OG in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been around longer than quite a few podcasts. That's what OG means.
Breaking it down for people. You peasants can't understand what I'm saying. Before you lose the run of yourselves, lads, let me break this down.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So, we better get back to work then.
Yeah, well, also, just if you want to hear more about... our experience at CrimeCon. We did actually upload an episode to Patreon, which was a bit more in detail about the time there. And
unedited as well.
Unedited, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
I'm Kate.
And this is our true crime podcast, Don't Blame the Mom. Join us every week when we delve into cases of the world's most prolific and shocking serial killers and crimes.
From cruel killer couples like Ian Brady and Myra Hindley and the Ken and Barbie killers...
to sadistic serial killers like Israel Keyes and Richard Ramirez.
Family annihilators like Chris Watts and Scott Peterson.
We cover them all and more. Let's see if together we can learn about how...
or why...
seemingly normal people can develop into real-life predators.
Find Don't Blame the Mom on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Bye! Bye.
So we better get back to work then. What are we covering today?
Today we are going to be covering the murder of Josie Brown.
Okay. Do I dare say it? I don't know this one.
It's not a very well-known case.
Okay.
At approximately 7:30 p.m. on the 7th of February 2006, police find the body of a woman that had been left in a wooded area just off Interstate 95. She was nude with the exception of her socks, and her body had been horrifically mutilated. There had also been a crude attempt at covering her body over with leaves, and a log had also been dragged over in order to try and disguise the scene. Now, the mutilation to her body was severe. On her left hand, her fingertips had been cut off.
Canal.
Her nose and teeth were also missing, and her jawbone had been ripped out, as well as further damage to other bones in her face.
Just give a trigger warning for this. Fucking hell.
Her name was Josie Phyllis Brown, a 27-year-old woman who was a mother to a young girl. And her body was discovered 40 days after she had gone missing. A man by the name of John Christopher Gomer would later be arrested for her murder. So, what happened to cause such a brutal attack and for him to leave her in such a callous manner? On the 29th of December 2005, Josie had met a guy on MySpace, which was the style at the time.
I never had a MySpace. Oh no, I might have created the account. But yeah, I was never into that. So when I was at school, it was MSN. You're doing the MSN Messenger.
Well, I think I cracked the code on this, by the way, the whole MySpace thing.
Okay.
So I think, if I remember correctly, I think I set up MySpace, but I didn't ever use it.
Same as me.
Yeah. I think in America, MySpace was a big thing at the time, whereas in the UK, Ireland, it was Bebo.
Bebo.
Bebo, yeah. Was like our version of MySpace, that era.
Bebo, yeah. That's what I used. Bebo, MSN Messenger.
MSN was, like, it was its own era.
I thought MSN, you'd have been too young.
No, we were all about it. We were all about, and then I remember, like, you know, obviously you're getting a little bit older and stuff, but you're still having the crack. We were like, oh, like MySpace, or not MySpace, MSN is dying out. Let's move to Skype, guys. And Skype is just shit.
Never use Skype.
Skype is for meetings and stuff.
Yeah.
Skype isn't for the crack.
In fact, the first time I used Skype was for the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Never had to use Skype. I went from MSN to Bebo. And then it'd have probably been Facebook, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like we said, Josie had met a guy on MySpace. And this guy went by the name of Big Thick Guy on MySpace.
I wonder why.
His real name was John Christopher Gomer.
Wait, Big Thick Guy because he was, like, stupid?
No, built.
Oh.
He was a bigger guy.
Oh, you didn't mean his shaft?
No. Oh, maybe. I took it as his physique because he was a bigger guy at 6'6" and 225 pounds.
I thought and dick straight away.
I thought his overall appearance. And I assume he would have been also quite physically fit as he was a footballer.
But it could have meant his intelligence as well.
That he was thick.
Yeah.
Well.
Big thick Dave. There he is.
Well, John was 23 years old and he was a senior at UMBC studying biochemistry. So maybe not so thick.
Okay.
Now, they hadn't been talking for long. As far as I know, they'd only met on MySpace the day before. Regardless, they decided to meet up.
After a day?
Yeah.
Okay. Strike one. Can I just point out, though, it's a lot safer now if you were to meet someone online because you can have on your friend's phone a tracker to your phone. You can, like, it's a lot safer now, especially everywhere you go, it's like Big Brother without cameras.
Well, see, I take a little bit of an issue with this because people say it's safer nowadays. I feel like there's a lot more to aid an investigation. There's not quite anything there to protect you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the reason why I'm saying safer, so like, say if say if I was meeting up with someone and I said to my friend, here, put this tracker app on your phone to track my phone.
Mm-hmm. If I go past that state line.
If we're going to, I'm snazzing it up. I'm taking her to Mackie D's.
That might be a bit too jazzy.
For a Big Mac.
Okay.
And then we're going across the road to the Odeon.
Okay, yeah.
To watch a film.
What film?
What's in the...
Then there's the new Joker movie that's coming out, isn't it?
Joker. Deadpool.
Yeah.
Something like right. that. Taking her to see that. And then she's taking me home. If on that tracker app, I'm going anywhere else, call the police. Immediately.
Yeah.
If you see my phone going in any other direction, call the police.
Okay.
So there is a chance, but it's safer because...
There's definitely some... what's the word?
Right,
safeguarding.
Just talk over me again.
There definitely is some safeguarding, but it still doesn't make me feel comfortable. If I'm in that situation, my friend doesn't see it for 5, 10, 15, whatever it is. I'm still in that situation and some shit could have gone down that space of time.
Yeah. Could just go back to the old days. You know?
Chaperones.
What?
Chaperones.
No. Meet people face to face in pubs. Like.
But then you've got to leave the house, Neil.
You've got to leave the house to go on the date anyway.
You also run the risk of getting a diagnosis that you didn't know you needed.
What?
If you go out to a pub, you run the risk of getting a diagnosis.
Oh, like ADHD?
You just wanted to go out for a drink and suddenly you've been diagnosed.
Yeah.
John and Josie spent the evening out together, where they got some food and went to a few bars in the Mount Vernon area. After this, Josie had agreed to go back to John's apartment with them. But while in the car, Josie had a change of heart and decided that she would rather just head home instead of going back with John to his apartment. Once Josie changes her mind, John freaks out and starts a massive argument with her. He then drags her out of the car, leaving her on the side of the road. And when I say the side of the road, I mean the highway.
Okay.
After a few minutes, John circles back round, and you'd hope he'd realised how atrocious he'd behaved and think, you know, whatever the situation and how I feel about it, I'd better get her home safe, right?
Yeah.
No.
Run her off.
John gets out of his car and walks over to Josie. He grabs her and throws her over the railing down into an embankment.
Okay, now.
He then makes his way down into the wooded area to further his brutal attack on Josie. This is where he would beat Josie to death and ultimately mutilate her body in an attempt to make her unrecognisable. Now, if you remember the level of mutilation that had been carried out, it's all the more shocking given the location of this attack and that it was seemingly unplanned.
And no weapons. Well...
This is what I mean. Like, they're out in just a wooded area. It's not like he had...
Wait, so he's done all this by hand?
Pretty much. After he had finished mutilating her body, John placed the severed body parts into Josie's handbag and brought them with him. Now, like we mentioned earlier, Josie wasn't found for 40 days. During that time, as police tried to figure out what had happened to her, they obtained Josie's phone records to see if there was any indication of where she was and what might have happened.
See, that's the only plus side to online dating. It's there in black and white.
Yeah. And that's kind of what happened here. From those records, they could see that she'd been in communication with John. So they contacted him. And initially, John tries to tell police that, yes, he had been out with Josie on the evening of the 29th of December, but that they had had a nice time together and that he had dropped her off at home afterwards. But according to phone records, that didn't seem to make a lot of sense. The records show that both John and Josie's phones were travelling south through Baltimore, whereas John told them that he was driving north to drop Josie home. After a few hours of questioning, John would eventually admit to what he had done and would lead them to Josie's body.
Oh.
So it's actually John who's...
Okay.
He told police, quote, I really lost myself in this situation. He tells them how he spent over $100 on food and drink that night
and that he and Josie had shared a few kisses and, you know, they'd generally been affectionate with each other on the date.
Uh-huh.
While in the car after their date, John said that Josie took a call from her ex-boyfriend. And after that, her demeanor had changed. She began cursing at John, and in retaliation, John grabbed her phone and threw it out of the window.
Oh, because he has every right to do this. So he'd spent this poor little sod, he spent $100?
Yeah.
He owned her.
Clearly. Josie, obviously angered by him taking her phone, she's grabbing at him and in the process scratches his face. So this is when John throws her out of his car. He said, quote, "I was getting confused. It seemed like the evening was going so well."
Sounds like it.
Things change, Johnny. Roll with the punches.
Is this someone you've known a day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not even known.
Yeah. I understand if the date was going well and suddenly she changed, whether it was from a call from someone.
Yeah.
But she has every fucking right to go, "Do you know what? Not feeling it. I want to go home."
Yeah.
You know? He tells police how he then attacked her, beating her to death and sexually assaulting her. And this is as a result of her simply not wanting to go back to his place. He then goes on to say that he estimated he had hit her around 50 times with his fists before picking up a piece of wood that he described as being like a club to beat her with. Detectives asked John to demonstrate just how hard he had hit Josie, which he does by pounding his fists on the table. He remains...
No. Sorry, I was just going to say, for anyone who's never actually punched someone,
mm-hmm.
it fucking hurts.
Mm.
There's no way about it. You're punching bone.
Yeah.
It fucking hurts. And he did it 50 times?
50 times, yeah.
His hands must have been numb. And he's that infuriated, but he's not getting some.
Yeah.
That's all it was. He thought he was getting lucky that night.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, "I'm really liking this date. I can really see something going with this person." No, he thought, "Spent $100.
You owe me sex."
Yes.
Yeah.
Prick.
He remains calm as he details how he mutilated Josie's body and then placing her body parts into her purse and disposing of it. Quote, "I tried to clean up the stuff I had in there, like the nose, the jaw, stuff like that."
Hang on. He only had his bare hands and a piece of wood shaped like a club.
Mm-hmm.
How did he take a nose off?
I. This is what I mean.
It bit it.
It's so shocking, the level of mutilation, given that it was seemingly unplanned and the location of the attack. This wasn't like he was in his home and he was using, you know, household items that
yeah.
could be potentially,
yeah,
it could potentially inflict a lot of damage.
Yeah, so I'm not justifying it. The fingertips, it makes sense. He's trying to get rid of the fingerprints so she can't be identified that way.
Mm-hmm.
Teeth, but nose?
Yeah, he basically tried to make her unrecognisable. So it's...
Okay.
You know, it's really fucking twisted.
So he must have, for the fingertips and the nose, he must have bit it off.
I mean, unless he had something on him in his car,
yeah.
it's even scarier because he's like, "I'll just go to my car and come back," if that was yeah. the case.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He also told police that he had never forced himself on a girl before, but that he had been persistent with one.
Oh.
What the fuck does that mean exactly?
But he's never actually gone through with it. First time offence. You know, so...
What do you mean by persistent, though? That's very concerning to
begged.
Me. Does it mean harassing them? If I keep trying eventually?
Men do that. A lot of men do that.
Please don't. Now, I mentioned the phone records there earlier. During this attack, John had accidentally called Josie's phone. And the call went to voicemail.
Say that again?
John had accidentally called Josie's phone. And the call went to voicemail.
What a knob.
At 12:46 a.m., 42 seconds of audio were recorded.
What a knobhead.
The sounds of shouting, beating and screaming can all be heard.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
You imagine the person who's got to listen to that?
Absolutely devastating, horrifically traumatic, but at least it's...
damning evidence.
Yeah.
There's no getting out of it. But then again, he's telling him everything anyway.
Well, John was also incredibly worried about how all of this might affect him, telling detectives, quote, "I hope this situation won't make a huge mark in my future career."
Is he taking the piss?
It's fucking insane.
What does he mean?
Well, he also states that...
it's not my usual self.
He also states that he had no priors and, quote, "no history of any violence or anything like that."
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so if I haven't...
slap on the wrist.
But I'll go out and do a mass shooting, but it's not me. You know, I've never done it before.
Mm.
I don't think I'll ever do it again.
Yeah. This isn't like a traffic offence or something. Yeah. This, you know. Violence is violence. At the trial, John's defense argued that he should not be convicted of first-degree murder. He didn't plan this. There was no premeditation. He just simply flew into a blind rage.
Yeah, but still string him up. For second degree.
During the trial, as photographic evidence was to be shown by the medical examiner, the prosecutor nodded to Josie's family, letting them know that this was going to be particularly difficult for them and that they may want to step out at that time.
I don't think I could. Even if they, you know, they said to me, "you might want to leave." No. Start to finish, I need to be there.
Mm. There was more than 70 bruises present on Josie's body, caused by John beating her with a piece of wood. And that piece of wood was able to be found with the help of police dogs. When they managed to recover the murder weapon, Josie's blood was still on it. It was about the length of a rifle and several inches thick. So, not only the damage that would do, but the sheer rage and adrenaline he must have had to have been able to hoist that up and repeatedly swing it during this attack.
But he's a big lad himself.
He's a big lad. The prosecutor asked the jurors to bear in mind the level of violence during this attack. Similar to what we discussed during our episode covering the murder of Marilyn Rinn, what exactly constitutes premeditation?
Oh yeah, because he drove off.
Exactly.
He decided to turn around.
Exactly.
And go back and do it.
He also then threw her over the railing, then made the decision to, no, I'm going to go down here and further my attack. Yeah. And that was, you know, like same as we said with that episode, it's where's the line of premeditation?
He was just that blinded by rage that he weren't going to have sex that night.
Mm-hmm. The prosecutor really wanted them to consider the fact that not only did he beat her with his bare hands, he then picked up the wood to use as a weapon.
Yeah.
At what point is it reasonable to think that a person had enough time to stop and consider what they are actually doing?
Like even if he'd have just turned around and thrown her over the railing,
mm-hmm.
and that'd have been it.
Yeah.
So maybe even at that point, if she'd died, maybe that would be more grounds for second degree.
Mm.
But then you've climbed over the railing and done everything else.
Do you want me to get your board and string out?
Yeah, first degree, string him up.
During the trial, the video of John's interrogation was shown. His mother wept as she watched on, while members of the jury appeared uncomfortable with just how easy it was for John to relive what he had done.
The prosecution were seeking the death penalty, but John's defence argued, quote, "Although his crime is beyond redemption, he is not. Punish him, make him spend the rest of his life in a prison cell, contemplating this horrible crime, but please spare his life."
So, just to go back, so you know how you said he's a big lad and mm-hmm. he plays football?
Yeah.
In any of the research you found, was he taking steroids?
I didn't see anything about that. I don't know.
Okay. It's just, you know, the rage thing mm-hmm. and...
Yeah.
Well, he had any concussions?
I have to be honest with you. It's damning enough for a guy to say that I was being persistent. I never forced myself, but I have been persistent. That raises some red flags for me. I don't know what exactly you mean by that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the prosecution are seeking the death penalty, but his defense would much rather he get life in prison. Just to remind you, Josie's jawbone had been ripped out, her fingertips cut off, her nose and teeth were missing. During her testimony, the medical examiner said that, typically, a saw is used to remove a jawbone. That is the level of brutality that you would need some sort of an instrument
yeah.
to actually remove these body parts. And he was able to do this just in the woods.
Says he ripped it out with his hand. Fucking hell.
A point of discussion in this trial was that, under Maryland law, John would need to be convicted of first-degree murder as well as felony rape. And although John did admit during questioning to sexually assaulting Josie, no evidence of sexual assault was found. The jury spent just under 4 hours deliberating to return a verdict. John was found guilty of rape and murder, and he was sentenced to 2 life sentences to be served concurrently without the possibility of parole. Realising the consequences of his actions, he wept as he was given his sentence.
Yeah. Because he's caring about himself.
As he was led out of the courtroom, his father called out to him, and he said, "I love you, son."
What?
It's a hard one for the parents because, you know, it's out of your control. You may love your child, but they've done this horrific thing. You're now losing them. A student at UMBC and acquaintance of John said, quote, "When I first heard the news that John had been arrested for these crimes, words cannot describe the shock and sadness that I felt. I had never known John to be someone who was emotionally capable of degrading human life in such an awful way. Hearing the news of the verdict today has surfaced the feelings of fear, shock, and overall sadness that I experienced the day he was arrested. I guess it's one of those things you really can't let go of. As for his eligibility for the death penalty, my stance remains. I don't know what's right. I'm glad that it's not my decision to make. Because although I feel that John deserves the worst our justice system can deliver, his parents have done nothing wrong and do not deserve the pain of burying their son. Knowing what he has done is painful enough. For me, this is one of those times. And I hope John, his family, and the family of Josie Brown do this. This is one of those times where you have to pray that things will result as they are supposed to." So I kind of understand her stance on it. You know, do you want to take the stance of a life for a life? And, you know, his parents didn't do anything.
But it's not about his parents.
No, I know it's not. But you have to kind of do, you know, some people are very a life for a life. Other people are like, don't lower yourself. But, you know, because what they've done is so bad, do you need to do the same thing? Is taking someone's life going to bring back Josie? No, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm very grey area with the death penalty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I am. But I think in this case, he should have been put to death. For how brutal he was, literally over not having sex that night.
It's not uncommon though, is it? We hear this all the time. Basically, your point is you're in favour of the death penalty.
Yes.
I assume you mean in a case like this where the person has admitted, yes, I have absolutely done this.
Yes.
He's even admitted to the sexual assault.
Yeah.
Well, that's the case of the murder of Josie Brown and how phone records solved her murder. What do you think?
It was a brutal one. It's sad and pathetic that all it takes is just because you've got it in your head that the dates go in one way. This was literally just because he weren't getting sex.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be honest, when I was single, if I was going on a date, if it was my first date, the last thing I was thinking was going to happen would be sex. It's your first date.
Mm.
I think it's more common than not on your first date. It's you've gone out, you've had something to eat, you've had a chat, and then you go your separate ways.
Well, I mean, that whole argument is a weird one because the way I feel about it is it's up to the person. If they want to have sex the first time they meet, that's fine.
Yeah.
If they want to wait 6 months, that's fine. I
think my issue is they weren't impressed enough with the Big Mac meal. I think they were expecting a bit more.
I think it's a hard one as well because, I mean, for women, if they have sex straight away, they're judged for having sex straight away. If yes. they don't have sex for a time, it's, well, they're frigid. Whereas, and it's like, well, where's...
Do you know where the opposite flips as well? And I'm not saying this is right mm-hmm. in any way. So if a woman has sex on the first day, she's judged. If a bloke doesn't have sex on the first date, he's judged by other men.
Cop the fuck on, lads.
This, I mean, come on. Like, I'm not speaking for all men. I'm never, ever speaking for all men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, I'm not in the same fucking... I'm not the same
We're not in the MySpace era anymore.
But yeah, that's basically what it's like. A woman's judged for having it.
Mm-hmm.
A man's judged for not having it.
Yeah.
Just society's fucked. Really?
Buggered.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So, we'll do an audit here. Shockingly. So
we're going to talk about fasting. Or a particular fast, anyway.
Intermittent.
No. So, doctors who monitor those on hunger strikes estimate that a healthy, well-nourished person can survive for over 30 days on a diet of water and sugar without any detriment to their physical health.
Okay, well, I can...
Here we go.
I can straight away say...
Doctors, he's like, all right, well, let me tell you something.
Let me straighten this out.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
I can go 4 hours.
So we're basing this off you. 4 hours. 4 hours before I start flipping tables, ripping doors off the hinges.
And that has to have sugar in it, whether it's fruit
yeah.
or sweets.
I get
candy for the Yanks. Maybe that's a problem. But I need sugar. But yeah, I'd say 4 hours. You need a bag of crisps or, like, for me, it's for me, it's toast.
Yeah.
If I can't be asked cooking something, toast.
Well, I've told you this before. My mother has told me that when I was a baby, I was the most easygoing, well-behaved baby. Like, it was just easy to take care of me. The only things you had to do was make sure I was fed and make sure my nappy was cleaned. That, like, yeah. as long as I had those two things, a clean arse and a full belly, good to go.
So I can...
I'm the same as... Oh, sorry, you're going to...
No, I can actually confirm this, but it's still to this day, you know, we were sat the other night waiting for a takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
She ordered the takeaway and we were sat there and she said, I haven't had confirmation, but they've took the money from the account.
I was panicking.
We sat there for about an hour,
mm.
you was frowning more and more and more. She was barely saying anything. And I ended up having to ring the place up because I was like, I'm feeling uncomfortable sitting next to this.
This is an unsafe environment for me.
Yes.
I know I'm the same as an adult. Once I'm fed, I'm good. Like, and I apologize because I'm aware, like, my mood has changed. The atmosphere has gone to shit.
Yeah.
I am so on edge when I'm hungry. And then once I eat, it's like instant. It's like fucking getting a one up in fucking Super Mario. It's like, boom, done.
I'm like that with naps.
Yes, you do need your sleep. Oh, that was the other thing with baby sleep.
Yeah.
May not have been the clean arse. I'm sure I preferred a clean arse, but it was the sleep and eating was the two things.
Yeah, for me, naps.
Turns out I got that pretty wrong.
So go on, what other bollocks did this guy spew? Hang on, a month?
No, that's what doctors who monitor hunger strikes have said.
Okay.
30 days, so that's still with some level of supervision, if you know what I mean. It's still water and sugar. You're getting something into your body. Very minimum levels, but something.
But in the whole point of a hunger strike, they don't have anything.
But you can't survive with absolutely nothing.
No, but that's the point, isn't it? It's, no. I'm going to kill myself if you don't do this. No. I thought that's the point.
We're listening to what a doctor who monitors them say. This is what you need to survive.
No. I get that.
We're not getting into hunger strikes.
Oh, I thought
that was just a comment just to lay the groundwork for what we're going to talk about.
So I was saying, I understand the premise, but a hunger strike is they're not taking anything.
No, I think we're getting off track here. That okay. was just the 30 days is the marker. Okay. About 30 days.
Okay.
You could
threw
last
me off
over.
Mentioning the hunger strike.
I'm very sorry. 30 days. Keep that in your mind. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Angus Barbieri blew those numbers out of the fucking water back in 1965. Angus at the time was a bigger lad, weighing 456 pounds.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. And he had just become sick of how his weight was affecting him in his everyday life.
Like fitting through doors.
And he decided to do something about it. At the age of 27, Angus went to the Merrifield Hospital in Dundee, Scotland, where he began his fast. His diet during this time would consist of tea, coffee, water, sparkling water, and vitamins.
Sparkling water is supposed to be really good for losing weight.
Is it?
I think so.
Of course, it was planned for him to fast for the recommended time, which was no longer than 40 days.
Oh yeah, because you don't want to take the piss.
Well, this is the thing. Once he had gone so far, Angus said that he felt good and wanted to continue. So he continued his fast under medical supervision. He was prescribed vitamins, including potassium, sodium, and yeast. And
whoa. We're not fucking ignoring that.
What?
Vitamins?
Is that what I said?
It's fucking vitamins.
Did I say vitamins?
Yes.
When I was reading that, I swear to God, I was like, did I say that?
Why are you saying vitamins?
I have no idea. Vitamins, excuse me. So the vitamins, potassium, sodium, and yeast, and continued with his low or zero calorie drinks. During this, Angus would regularly attend the hospital where doctors would monitor his blood levels. Aside from his glucose levels being lower, he was absolutely fine. And of course, because he wasn't consuming any solid foods, Angus also wasn't needing to use the bathroom very often. It was said that he could go 40 to 50 days between bowel movements.
What?
Mm. Yeah. Angus would keep up with his fast in hopes of reaching his goal weight of 180 pounds. And after 382 days, Angus accomplished his goal.
After how many days?
382.
It's just over a year, but
mm-hmm.
that's very extreme to lose that amount of weight
mm-hmm.
in that amount of time.
He wasn't eating anything.
Couldn't he have, like, had a salad or something? No, because, like, even lettuce.
He didn't want to. He had gotten on so well in the first month doing this that he thought, I'm going to continue it.
Do you know if I was to go on some sort of diet like that?
Mm.
Like, lettuce? No. I don't know. Anyone who sits there and eats a bowl of lettuce, fucking psychopath. For me, the winner is carrots.
Oh, I love a carrot.
Just raw carrot, just carrot sticks.
Because carrots are kind of a sweeter taste.
You've actually done that where I've been sat watching something on telly and you've just come over with a bowl of carrot sticks, put them in front of me, and I've ate them all.
Yeah, they're meant for both of us and they're gone. Following the completion of his fast, Angus would spend the following 10 days introducing sugars and salt back into his diet to prepare his body for the intake of solid foods. So, technically, you could add a further 10 days onto his fast because he still wasn't really eating.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, imagine the sugar rush and everything.
Yeah, like, you've got to prepare your body. I mean, it's going to be some fucking shock.
Yeah.
His first solid meal would be a boiled egg and a slice of buttered toast.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "I have forgotten what food tasted like. I thoroughly enjoyed it," which made me so happy that he was like, "Oh, that was really good." It wasn't like, "Oh, I feel sick. I don't want to eat," you know.
Do you know, we were actually having a conversation only the other day. This has got nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
It involves food, though. So people always say, like, they always focus on the negative side of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dementia, like, is horrific.
Yeah.
But can you imagine eating pizza and it's like it's the first time you've had pizza? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Melted cheese on anything. It's the first time. Every time you have it, it's the first time you're having it.
Yeah. Possibly the only upside.
Yeah. But like I said to you, it's like, say if, I don't know, randomly, Titanic. Say Titanic is my, due date. I love due date.
Mm-hmm.
But I get dementia and I watch it. It's not like I'm watching, it's like I'm watching due date again for the first time. But I could be different and be like, the fuck is this shit?
I was just about to say, watching a movie like that as, say, like a 20-year-old or whatever, 20-odd-year-old,
yeah,
and then watching it as, like, say, 65-year-old, you're probably going to be like, this is stupid. What is this? Now, Angus did manage to maintain his weight over the years. And at the time of his death in 1990, he weighed 14 stone, only 16 pounds heavier than his goal weight that he had in his 20s.
Yeah, folks.
The Guinness Book of Records did recognise Angus's fast as the longest fast without solid foods, which he still currently holds. Although they do not promote this, as obviously it's not to be encouraged.
Yeah.
And they have said, "We have never encouraged actively claims for the longest time to voluntarily go without solid food, for very clear and obvious reasons." So what do you think? He had some level of discipline, didn't he?
Fucking had to.
Do you want me to make it even more of a point of the discipline he had?
Okay.
His parents owned a fish and chip shop.
Oh.
I know. Could you imagine?
No.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture of Angus before and after of him.
See, my parents didn't own a chippy. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a friend when I was a kid and her sister worked in a chippy.
Remember you telling me?
Every Saturday, I would go round to their house in time for her sister to get home from work and she'd bring back the leftovers and it'd just be a feast. And I mean every Saturday. So any chips were left over, which, you know...
Not the best.
What?
Leftover chips aren't the best.
Well, no, they're not left over. They've been cooked that day.
Oh.
She's literally put them in a bag and brought them home like you would ordering a fucking chippy.
You said leftover. Made me think the ones that were under the heat lamp for hours.
No, but chips, they're constantly doing fresh ones, aren't they?
It's just that you said leftover. I'm sorry.
And yeah, fish, battered sausage, there'd be different sauces. I remember I tried something, it was called roe. That was fucking rank.
Yeah, it's like fish eggs, isn't it?
Eyes, isn't it?
No, eggs,
oh, no,
I
eggs,
think.
Eggs, yeah.
It's the cheap man's caviar.
Yes.
The Yorkshire man's
Yorkshire
caviar.
Yorkshire man, I knew that would come in. Yeah. Brilliant.
So, do you want to see a picture of Angus?
Okay. Is this before or after?
Before and after. There he is.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Again, same as Guinness Book of Records said, you know, obviously this is not a healthy thing to do and don't do it. Angus was just clearly quite lucky and it did happen to work out for him.
So, with the weight on, he looks like any mafia man.
Yeah.
a mafia man's right hand man,
mm-hmm.
In any mobster movie, and with the weight off, bit of a serial killer.
Oh,
yeah, look at him there.
He does have a bit of a stare on him. Yeah, it's funny you say mafia. His parents were actually Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Good old Angus.
If you're looking to lose weight.
No.
Don't eat for 40 days.
No, don't even. No, we absolutely do not endorse that. We do not approve of that message.
Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.